I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Are you wasting money if what you're spending it on genuinely makes you happy? Because I don't think you are. I don't think so.
I'm going to hit the button, okay? But I'm telling you right now, that's ridiculous.
When Jess has a dilemma and is put to the test, she turns to her family because nieces know best.
Because you already know the answer.
You're right, I do know the answer. And it's the one in my heart.
Nieces know best. It's the family sitcom moment of the show. It's starring Jess and her niece, Maya. If you don't know Maya, let's do a quick introduction.
Maya, officially a sixth grader. Yeah, my niece. Wow. All my family's on the West Coast.
Did they start back?
Yeah. So Abby, who is officially a freshman in high school.
Lord.
Yeah, I know. The OGs. Yeah. Wow. That pit in your stomach. Same. She had her first day yesterday.
Crazy.
But no. So my niece, Maya, I'm really close to my family. Maya is 11. So once a week, I just chat with her about different things that are going on in my life because one, she's awesome. But two, kids are just so transparent and honest. And my husband, Garage Boy, thinks I should save a little money by giving something up that means a lot to me, but I think he's missing the bigger picture.
So I got my nails done, right?
Show me.
Look.
Oh my God.
Thank you. Well, your Uncle Gerald didn't have that reaction. He was like, why don't you just get a solid color because it's cheaper and you save money than when you get designs? And I was like,
he's speaking facts though.
Well, pause. To me, it is worth spending extra money on getting designs on my nails because it brings me joy.
Yeah.
It helps me express myself. And so for me, that makes sense for spending money on. But yeah. He doesn't agree. Like, how do you get to tell someone what's worth spending money on and what's not?
Honestly, unless it becomes like a really big problem between you guys, you should keep on doing it because it makes you happy. And I feel like Uncle Gerald should do what makes him happy too.
Yes.
Because if you do something that makes you happy, then he has the right to do something that makes him happy.
Fair.
Unless it becomes a really big problem, then you guys have to like talk it out. But honestly, if you're in a tight money situation, then like you guys can talk about it and like maybe do a solid color. You'll survive, Auntie.
When it's necessary.
When it's necessary, of course, honey.
Okay.
But if it wasn't that situation, then I feel like you should do what makes you happy because being happy is part of your mental state. And you gotta keep your mental state healthy.
Yeah.
And you gotta keep yourself healthy.
And this keeps me healthy.
Yes, it keeps you healthy, girl.
Thanks, Maya. I love you.
I love you too, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of honeys in that, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
What's the price difference between solid and design?
Why are you asking me that?
It
doesn't matter.
It matters to the conversation.
Maya didn't ask that.
I am not
she
Maya.
She said, if this it's is, keeping you healthy, then keep doing it, honey. And I'm getting that on a t-shirt.
What's the price? Honestly,
that's
what's
the mantra.
What's the price difference?
I don't know.
Because obviously, Garage Boy knows the difference. So I think for this conversation, we also need to know the difference.
Sometimes it can be like a $30 difference.
It's a lot of money.
It is.
So does that $30 equate to that much more happiness?
It does.
Truly.
Yeah. It's like, I just, the joy that I get, I could truly be having the worst day of my life. And then when I look at my nails, it makes me feel like I'm put together, you know? And it truly is. It's like the little things. It's the little
that's
things.
Not little.
And that's my little thing.
$5.
That's
$5.
My little thing.
$30 is not a little amount of money. That's a lot.
It's not an issue. It's not an issue. It's keeping me healthy. It's keeping me happy. You know, I feel like there's a lot of things that I could be spending insane money on and I'm not. Because here's the thing. You know why I'm so protective of this? Is because I don't care about anything else. I don't ask for anything
you
else.
About, you ask for a lot.
Tell me what I ask for.
A lot.
Tell
tumblers.
Me. Tell
tumblers.
Me.
How many tumblers do you have?
That doesn't matter.
That also brings you joy.
Yeah, it does. Okay, fine. I have two things.
How many Labubus do you have hanging from your microphone right now?
Three.
Yeah. It's weighing that microphone down.
It's not.
It is.
It's keeping it up. That's the whole point. It keeps me up. It keeps me up.
Tess needs to know best.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.